About tobacco, the Food and Drug Administration released 9 new graphic warnings for cigarette packages yesterday. These warnings are supposed to cover 50% of every pack of cigarettes sold in the United States. And I'm looking at the images. One is of a guy smoking through a stoma.
That's pretty kick-ass, actually.
One is of a child breathing in secondhand smoke. One is of a nice, pink, healthy pair of lungs right next to a black, smoked-out pair of lungs.
Hot.
One is of a set of rotting teeth and sores all over some guy's lips. One is of a guy wearing a, like an oxygen mask with his head tilted way back.
Off.
One is of a baby in an incubator.
Indeed. Like a chicken incubator?
Like a little, you know, like it was a premature baby or something.
It's a human incubator, yeah.
Human incubator.
Not a chicken one.
Yeah. One is of a guy laying on a bed with a scar down the middle of his chest. It looks like he's dead, too. Anyway, they're pretty graphic, and they've done this in Europe for quite some time. And they're trying to still scare people away from smoking.
But will it affect the guy who has to pick up his pack of Marlboro Lights?
No.
He's not even going to look at that label, is he?
It's like the government labels of warning, cigarette smoke may contain carbon monoxide. How many people did that stop?
Research has shown that warning labels are effective in getting smokers to consider quitting.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay, if you're just going to dismiss everything.
That's the way this world works. If you disagree with someone's research, you just say, I don't believe it.
I can't argue with, yeah, right. And then a couple of weeks ago, we had the Rangers' own Josh Hamilton announce that he was giving up smokeless tobacco.
So he's moving that to third. First is Jesus, then Josh Hamilton, then smokeless tobacco.
I guess so.
Right.
And that's a nasty habit that baseball players have had for a long, long time. I've never smoked in my life. I don't see the appeal of smoking. I don't get it. I've tried a cigarette, but sucking smoke into my lungs and then coughing was not a pleasurable experience.
I still love it.
You get over the coughing part pretty quick.
Do you?
I did.
I thought it looked pretty cool as a kid, and even though I was annoyed by it, because my dad smoked and the secondhand smoke used to really annoy me. I was drawn to it, never did, but I've always enjoyed cigarette humor and all that.
It looks cool. It's a great comedic punctuator.
It's great. It is great for comedy.
Smoking does look cool in movies and stuff, old movies.
Did you start smoking?
Why did I start? I think just because a lot of people around me were. And it seemed like the thing to do.
Yeah, he hung out with that concert t-shirt crowd.
You're right. Bunch of guys with the sleeves ripped off of their concert t-shirt.
So stupid.
What else do you think
looking.
We did? Smoke and drink beer.
See, I support those people smoking. We need to thin
out
that herd.
And I look back on it, and I smoked regularly for like 13, 14 years, and I fear that down the road it will come back to haunt me.
When did you quit, Rich?
In 2003.
Wow.
Good for you, Rich.
Yeah.
Very good.
Matter of fact, this month, so it's been 8 years.
Jerry, you're noticeably absent from this conversation.
Uh-oh. I'm just going to let y'all talk.
Are you still, you're still smoking?
Yeah.
How much?
About a pack a day.
What do you smoke?
Whatever's cheap.
Oh, boy, that's nothing these days.
What's the cheapest kind?
Pall Mall is what I got right now.
Will the warning labels make you think twice?
No.
Even the one with the picture of the guy with a weird-looking crater on his lip and the yacht teeth?
Nah, it's kind of kick-ass.
Yeah, it's just funny. You look at that and you laugh and you go, hey, at least I'm not like that guy, and you feel better and you light up.
Here's my question for the current-day smoking Jer. The price hasn't made you stop yet?
It's getting there.
How much?
That's why I go to the cheap, cheap, cheap ones.
When I was in college at the campus union at North Texas,
how long's this story?
Tax included, it was $1.50 for a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good old days.
Nowadays, I never see them like for under $5.
Really?
Yeah, for the good brands. Yeah.
You're so loud.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who's monitoring levels?
Back off your mind.
I am.
Jerry is.
No, he's not.
Well, I never smoked, but I did go through a 2-year period when I was a kid playing Little League and high school baseball where I chewed tobacco. Now, I tried the
on
smokeless.
On a streetcar line?
I tried the dip, you know, Skoal and Copenhagen, but that made me dizzy. But the big loose leaf tobacco.
Like the long cut?
The long cut. I went from Beech Nut to Red Man.
That's the stuff I don't get.
To eventually settling on Levi Garrett. Now, there was no smoke, but there was the taste. And I got to where I enjoyed the taste of the tobacco, but I had a big wad of chewing tobacco in my mouth for a year or two until one day I came home from school and my mom had cut out an article from a magazine about how chewing tobacco causes oral cancer. And there was this couple pictures where, you know, guys had had their jaw removed and I read that, and from that moment I stopped. So the warnings worked for me.
The jaw removed, I think, is a bad look.
It's a terrible.
I don't know why guys do that. I mean, it's a weird body mod.
You know, that's the one downside to moving to a small town. I think my middle son felt some peer pressure, and now he's on the dip. And he's having a hard. He knows it's not good, but I almost think that's just as addicting as cigarettes.
And football players seem to be big on that.
Yeah.
It's such a nasty habit, all of them. I remember when I chewed tobacco, I had a spittoon in my room. I constantly had spit, a container of spit in my room, and a couple times I'd knock it over.
That's why that's been banned from the house. We say, you know, if you're going to do that, that's one thing, but not here.
And it yellows up your teeth, and you got guys, and they got to carry around a bottle or a cup all the time, and they're spitting into it.
And then you see the guy that accidentally drinks out of the wrong beer bottle.
It's so nasty, and then smoking is just as nasty. If you're ever around a smoker, they smell like a chimney.
Yeah, but it smells good if they light up with a Zippo. That smells good.
I still like that first initial burn of a cigarette, the smell of it.
It smells so good.
Man, like it's still sweet.
I'm going to go downstairs. I'll be right back, guys.
And I used to, as a kid, I loved the smell of a smoker's car. I loved that smell.
Really? Like that. I hate that.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Because it was always some... It would be like some rich family in the church. You'd get to ride in their Cadillac, and they had the old big velour seat, the, what do you call that? You know, real padded and everything, and just absorb all that smoke.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was a magical smell. It's the smell of luxury.
Power.
Do you like it now if you get a hotel room that's a smoking room?
Can't stay in it.
I can't either.
One time
I was at a hotel, and that's all they had available.
How long's the story?
Right then. Just a couple more seconds, if you'll shut up. That was all they had available when I first got there. I was like, all right, I'll take it. And I walked in that room for about 45 seconds, and I went back downstairs and decided to sit in the lobby and wait for a non-smoking room.
Yeah.
It was so nasty in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
All that recirculated air.
Ugh. So, Jer, you have no desire to quit, or you just can't quit?
I don't really desire to right now. That came out awkwardly.
You know, Rich was like that for a long time,
Absolutely.
Too. Smoking never really beat Rich down.
No.
So the enjoyment outweighs the cost and the negative health impact.
Yes.
I think that's odd.
It is.
Hey, there's some people who are like that. When I used to smoke, unfortunately, back in my, I was 10 or 11. I had a cup pack a day. But see, smoking beat me down. I never enjoyed it. But then you meet other smokers and they say, man, I just love it. I just really enjoy it.
And the guy who is smoking the cigarette generally does look beaten down.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like he's just out there.
The best cigarette of the day for me is at 12:01 when I get downstairs and I light up after dealing with Norm and Fernando all day. So
but
great.
See, that's just relaxation. That's not the cigarette. You're associating the cigarette with physical relaxation, but it actually does the opposite to your body, right? Makes your heart rate go up, blood pressure go up.
Mm.
If you just...
I don't know. Just,
all right, he's
doesn't,
not listening.
He doesn't
he's
care
not,
to look into
he's
it.
Not.
He doesn't want to hear your...
I like this one.
It's just... Don't you hate the way your clothes smell and your car smells?
Well, I don't smoke in my car. I don't
At
smoke
all.
In my house, no.
Not even with the...
Car better than your body.
Yes. The car's worth a lot more than my body at this point.
Boy, that
Have
was
you seen my body?
A big beating when smoking in the car, trying to hold it close to where it gets out, where it doesn't smell the car and everything. And you just, You got to take a right turn. You're trying to palm it. And...
You don't mind loading your lungs up with smoke, but I'll be damned if you're going to get any smoke in that car.
Oh, well, and when I was a kid growing up, of course, tons of people smoked back then. And you'd get in the car with the overflowing ashtray. That's weird. People that would just ride out.
You got to dump that out every now and then.
And they dump it out at intersections, just open the door and dump the whole thing out.
How about minimal smoking, like a cigar a month? That's not bad for you, is it?
Cigars are nasty.
Oh, I love a good cigar.
The only smoke that's worth smelling is pipe smoke.
I don't know. Smell of a good cigar.
Or cigar smoke. I love cigar smoking still.
You think it's Nick leaning over into the hood of a car and got that cigarette dangling about 3 inches of ash on it? He's talking to you and the thing's flapping up and down.
Lip talking.
Love that.
You know, back to smokeless tobacco.
Indeed.
I had a college roommate who every night, he was country. He worked at Walt Garrison's ranch every morning, get up at 4:30 to go work there. Every night he would go to bed early. You know, he went to bed at 7 or 8 and he would put in a dip and then go to sleep.
Oh,
he
God.
Slept with a dip in. Yeah. You remember Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He used to do that. And guys, when I lived in a small town, they would dip in class and they couldn't get busted, so they wouldn't have a spit cup.
They'd swallow it.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. Ugh.
How'd they not get sick?
I don't know.
My mom's uncle, we used to go visit him. He lived out in the country. And right beside his reclining chair in the living room, he had one of those big old Folger cans, not the normal size one, big old one.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd spit until it was filled up.
Oh,
and you'd just see lumps of big old chewing tobacco, big old plug, laying in there in the middle of all this brown syrup of his saliva.
Yeah.
And it'd go all the way up to the top.
Yep.
How long did it take?
I remember one time
that?
I kicked that thing over.
Oh,
knocked it. It was like knocking over a paint can.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's great.
Well, let's take some calls on Tobacco Talk to Ben in Dallas. You're on the ticket. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
All right. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Ben?
You've got nothing.
This afternoon will mark 1 week without a cigarette. I was about a half a pack to a pack a day.
How's it congratulations. Going? You'll fail.
Are
but
you, no, don't say that.
Probably.
Are you jumpy?
Am I jumpy?
Yeah.
I'm using a patch, so it's not too bad. It kind of takes the edge off a little bit, but there have been a couple of moments in the last week that have tested my patience.
Well, hang in there. I think you're doing the right thing.
A lot of people switch into these electronic cigarettes. You seen those?
Mm-hmm.
What's with those? Jer.
A friend of mine showed up with one the other day, and it looks very haughty.
It looks more like a comedy prop.
Yes, it does.
It lights up on the end, and you blow out this mist or whatever.
Right. It's just like give me one vapor. Of those. You could probably sit in studio and smoke one, and nobody would know.
Really?
I'm not saying you're allowed to. I'm just saying people might not notice it.
Is it just supposed to satisfy the craving of holding something or putting something between your lips, or does it actually give you a tobacco
I think
vibe?
It actually has a little bit of the nicotine in it.
Remember when Larry King used to smoke doing his show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that desk?
Hold on, Larry.
He'd have that cigarette going.
Hey, when I first started working in radio, you could smoke at KRLD.
I remember when I interned over there on the high school scoreboard show when Russ Rossman would be in there after
made
the show.
Russ Rossman.
That is made
you guys
up.
Remember him, don't you?
No.
He'd be in the studio doing the midnight news with a cigarette burning. And I was like, really?
Brad used to do Sports Central with his pipe going in the studio there.
His one hitter?
Mm-hmm. No,
it's a tobacco pipe. Kevin and McKinney, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Morning, how are y'all?
All right.
I started dipping Copenhagen when I was 14 years old. I played baseball all the way through college, but after I got done playing, I quit. Then I started working for the Cowboys, and we used to get it free back then. So I started again because we got it free, so I had to. And now I've actually switched to Copenhagen pouches. But I hide it from everybody because I don't want my wife, I don't want my parents, I don't want anybody to know. So I keep it in the back of my mouth the entire time, but I don't spit, and I never spit. So I have absolutely no desire to quit.
That has
no
to be
desire
horrible
to quit.
For your stomach.
When you're carrying around that shameful secret, when you're having to hide it from everyone, doesn't that make you want to quit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm confused by your stance now.
I haven't swallow it. Ugh.
Boy, I love
it. That's be hell on your stomach, too, doesn't
it? My grandparents used to smoke, too. I love the smell of their houses.
Mm-mm.
Loved it. Love the different kinds of ashtrays they would have, from the solid black plastic one that you see in diners and cafes to the, remember the kind that used to have the bean bag on the bottom of it? It was like a gold metal, yeah. And then it had a bean bag sewn on the bottom of it.
What about the one that was basically a piece of furniture? It stood on the floor.
Love that. Right. Floor standing ashtray. It's wonderful. It's greatness.
What is that?
Jeff and Keller, you're on the ticket.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, I'm sitting here chewing on a piece of paper. Hey, I wanted to say that I've been smoking since I was 13, and back when we used to drink Stroh's beer. And my wife is trying to get me for me to buy my next truck. She told me I had to quit and I could use money to go toward a truck. So I haven't smoked in a week, and I'm about $150 up. But it's about $7 a pack.
Good man.
So I'm learning just to chew bark off the tree. I paint a lot, probably painted my garage 3 times to find something to do. But I'm doing it for the financial reasons.
Yeah, I guess so. If it's $7 a pack and you're smoking a pack a day.
Sir!
That would be a car payment.
Apparently he lost his battle there. Speaking of cars, why do they... You know, a lot of them, they don't come with the... They come with the cigarette lighter socket that is powered, but they don't come with the thing you press in that could actually heat up, the element that will heat up that you can light a cigarette with.
Well, I thought they all did.
Not anymore.
No. Really?
No, look at your car, Junior. I doubt you have one in your car.
I push it in and then it pops out 10 seconds later. I've got that.
I don't think you do.
Wow.
Well, what is that then? It's in the ashtray.
Yeah, they just have a cap over the socket.
I've got the push-in one, I know, because I accidentally pushed it in the other day.
See, I've got a new Chevy, and it doesn't have the little socket to push in for the lighter, yet I have an ashtray.
Boy, and didn't you think that was a magical...
Yeah, but the ashtray will say this is not an ashtray.
No, it's obviously an ashtray.
Because it'll be plastic.
It's got the little indentations, though, so you could set your cigarette down there if you want to with the holder.
I love those things. Love that. You know, in my old Buick, I own an old Buick from the early 70s. All 4 seats... passenger's side, front and back, has their own ashtray and their own push-in cigarette lighter.
Well, that's a high-end car there.
That's what you need. What sort of deal did the tobacco industry make with the auto industry to get that going?
I think just everyone smoked back then.
Yeah, and it's just like they have cup holders, you know, because everyone drank and smoked.
Yeah, but old cars didn't have cup holders. They just had ashtrays.
That's true.
Hmm. Hey, Jer had a good question, Gordo. Why did you quit? You seem to be very
you're so
in
enamored
with
it.
Smoking.
I never smoked, sir.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Didn't you just
never smoke?
You got next one, Jer. I need one right now.
All right, we'll go down. Love that breaker.
All right.
Are this smoking talk or tobacco talk? It's 8:33 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Coming up next, we're going to.